On the 25th of October, there's going to be an event called Reunited, where a lot of churches get together and their worship teams combine. And that right there is something very interesting to talk about. And the one representing the lot would be Adrian Haasbroek. Hello, Adrian. How are you doing?
I'm good, and yourself?
Fine and fabulous. Thank you very much. Okay, let's talk about you first. As a person, if you had to introduce yourself, personality-wise, what you do for a living, that kind of thing, family, who are you?
Currently, I'm actually involved at Hope Hill Church. It's a church that I'm directly involved with. So, yeah, I've been involved with churches from back in 2015. I really started getting involved heavily in church. I only moved to Hope Hill now last year, May. I started at Hope Hill Church. But the whole Reunited thing, the whole vision and the whole passion for it started back in 2018. Then outside of church, I'm also doing marketing, doing video editing and designing. And then I'm also involved at Werkkollegenoten as a rugby coach, as an outside coach for the school. So yeah, it's quite busy. I'm not married yet, but yeah, still looking for the right one.
Working on that one. All right.
Yeah.
Personality-wise, are you an introvert, extrovert?
That's always a difficult one for me. I feel like I'm like in between. It's not like really introverted, but it's also not really extroverted.
You got your moments.
Yeah, basically.
On both of them.
Yeah. So I've actually seen a thing a while ago that they say that they call it, I think it's an omnivert, that when you're more or less in between, you're not really the one or the other, you're almost both.
Because it does help if you give rugby, if you're involved with church, which is all a very social and communication-based kind of, you know, thing to do, that you need the extrovert side to get that done, but then you need times alone to recharge and just catch up with yourself.
Yes, definitely.
So do you have a heart for young people with a rugby?
So I've played rugby myself. So my whole school career, I played rugby. Then after school, went to Tux, played for Tux for 4 years. And then, yeah, basically everything that I learned from the years that I've played, I'm just helping the younger kids now in school to, I can basically help them with stuff I haven't been coached when I was still in school. So, yeah, this sport is also a big passion for me. It was a big part of my life when I was still playing. But, it's something that's also really close to my heart.
I've always seen any team sport as very referring to church as well. You know, church is also a team sport where everyone's got their role and God assigns a role to you specifically, and you better do your role well so that the whole team flourishes. There's life lessons to be learned in rugby.
Oh, yeah, definitely. I've learned so much, especially of myself. I learned so much just playing sports, what you're capable of, and how much you actually need your teammates also to accomplish or to win games or, you know, to reach your end goals. And you can't just do it alone. Like at Hope Hill, we've got the saying that we are better together. And the more we can work together, the more we can get done and the bigger impact we can make.
If that is a church culture, the doing things together, how well do you get it done? I mean, how effectively can you convince people to stop being someone who handles life on their own, to submit to a greater church? That's a step for people to take, even Christians, isn't it?
Yeah, no, definitely. It's a challenge. I think it's almost a daily challenge. I think quite a few years ago, I think a couple of churches also got hurt. People had a lot of alternative motives when they wanted to do, let's say, things together, and there was alternative motives in it. And then people got hurt, churches got hurt, and churches started going into the direction of, I'll rather do it alone, on my own way, with my own sort of my group people. And now to more or less try and change that culture, it's difficult. Back when we started with Reunited, for instance, it was a challenge. A lot of people said that the whole thing won't work, and this way, and it's that way. And we just kept on going. And then some of the people that was, I almost want to say, sort of against it, are now actually one of like the biggest fans of the whole event and are super excited when they hear the next event is coming, and. So it's just keep pushing and staying real. You know, like it's not, there's no agenda behind it. It's just literally we are better together, and the more we can work together, and more. And I mean, each church has their own kind of resources and the way of doing and the way of thinking. And if we can help other churches also to think bigger, that might help them to grow in a different way that they're currently growing, or maybe they're even not growing at the moment, but there might be some resources that can help them to improve in certain aspects of doing church or their leadership or whatever.
No, there's lots of advantages for working together. The thing is, and it's still that way in many instances, the moment you send or you throw around the word like unity, what you actually mean is, I want to do an event and I want all the other churches to attend my event, and then people are impressed with how great my event is and more people come to my church. And dan stele ge ander mense se skapies. And that's just, it kept happening. So I'm sure that with your Reunited, you literally first had to prove that when you say unity, you actually mean to everyone's advantage. How did you get that done? How did you prove it?
To be quite honest, I can't like specifically say there was a specific thing that we did, or there's not a specific thing that I can point out that like we proved it. I think the one thing is I normally, when I go speak to people or to the different bands or to different church leaders, I'll normally do it myself. And I'll just share them my heart and what we stand for and what we want to accomplish. And we never use at the event, we never mention the different churches or the different, like the bands. Like normally we've got two bands playing. We don't mention like this is the XYZ band from this church and that this band is from this church. That's also why we went and created a name, so that everyone falls under the name, that we don't promote only certain churches or certain places, but it's more about everyone that's involved that can like learn from it. I know, like even the bands, last year's the one band, after seeing some of the stuff and the way that the other band did things, they were like, they really learned some technical stuff that the other band did that they never knew or they never do. And they also afterwards chatted a little bit and also connected to see how they can improve and how they can grow. So it's difficult for me to actually point out a specific thing that we did to prove it. I think the main thing is, like I said, is just staying real and showing people that even after the event, we didn't try and hook people to come to a specific church or to go to a specific place. It's all about the churches that are involved and how can we help them to grow. Like our last event, we had an info table. And then I went to a couple of churches. They gave us the info, contact details, their address, like their mission and the vision, basic information. And then at the info desk, if there's someone at the event that doesn't have a church and after the event feels like they need to attend a church, we've got different churches' info at their desk. They can take the info and then they can decide to which church they would like to attend or just go visit to see which one they would like to be part of.
I also saw that you didn't have it at a church, that you have it there at the sports grounds of one of the schools. That would be a neutral venue as well. That would also help.
Definitely, yeah. So when we started, we used different churches' venues back then. So last year was the first event that we did like a outside event. So we're going to try and keep it as an outside event, specifically to have a more neutral ground when we do the events.
Yeah. And you were mentioning the two specific bands. So it's not the different members of different bands of the different churches making up one band. You still have a normal band playing that evening.
Yes, basically, yeah. So mainly because they need to practice as a band. We did try the whole thing of creating one band from two different churches, but then band practices
Oh, nightmare.
Became a challenge. Yeah, that became a challenge. So we went with we used two different bands from two different churches. So we'll start off the event with one band. Then in the middle there'll be a message, a short like 20, maybe 30 minute message, and then the second band will end off the whole event for us.
Yeah, besides the fact that you've got more resources, the more churches work together, if they really buy in, I find that if you have events like this and the churches start working together, that the people doing the actual work, whether it's the youth pastor or the worship leader or even the senior pastor of the congregations, they get to know one another better. And when they get to know
Yes.
one another better, they can trust one another better.
Yes, exactly. It's about building relationships between different people, different churches. So our next goal, and this won't happen probably next year, we're looking at the year after that. We want to arrange a conference, maybe just a 1 day conference for, well, for now we're thinking 1 day. And then on that conference, we want to invite different churches. They can bring all the leaders from the church, and then we'll have like a worship set maybe in the beginning, a short message, and then we'll have breakaway sessions where the different leaders from the different churches can break away to. And those breakaway sessions will be the one session will be how to, let's say, your worship team, how to build a worship team. The other breakaway session will be how to build your media team and what media, what tech can you use for your media, your different aspects within church. So the breakaway sessions will basically be part of all your different aspects of church, and then we'll have people there helping and giving info and resources on how to improve that aspect and ways to do it. And then you can take that information. You can either just copy and paste or take the information, shape it up a little bit to fit your culture and your way of doing in church to help you improve maybe that aspect that you're struggling with your church at the moment.
Very practical, very makes it makes it makes a lot of sense, and everyone is empowered to do a better
Yes.
job. Events like these is also, I'm just thinking of that scripture which says that if my disciples will love one another, then the world will see that Jesus Christ is Lord. And that at the end of the
Yes.
day, when you've got a successful event, when you've got, and I'm talking straight numbers here, this is not, I'm not being too spiritual or anything. When I'm specific
Yes.
saying when the world looks and they see an event and they can bring their friends, a Christian can bring his non-Christian friends because they will be impressed by what they see just
Yes.
because of the fact that there's lots of people passionate about Jesus all at one place. It looks more impressive, and the world will even start maybe even listening, and we'll have more credibility.
Yes. Yeah, I believe that excellence plays a big role. I mean, anything that we do for Jesus, we need to do to the best of our abilities.
So now you've got the event. So how manyth one are we talking here?
So we started in 2018. 2018 we did one, 2019 we did two, then COVID happened. So that's three events. I think it was back in 2022 we did. Yeah, so this is going to be the sixth event that we're doing.
Oh yeah, you're in the flow by now. It is on the
Yeah.
25th of October. I see
Yes.
gates open at 6 o'clock. Jesus, our firm foundation. I love the slogan that you have for that thing. If someone wants to do that where they are, what does it take to do this? Like the first time, what does it take to start doing a unity-based event like this?
So at first, I didn't know. Like it was like I had this vision. We needed to get churches together. We needed to arrange a worship night. So all the how-tos I wasn't sure of. So what I started doing was I started speaking to people. So the first couple of people I spoke to was kind of all negative and didn't think it's going to work and. But then I was just like, but okay. So I'm speaking to the wrong people at the moment.
Well done.
And then at one point, it's just as if the Lord just sent the right kind of people on my way, and I started speaking to the right people. people who had more or less this like the similar thing. They wanted to have unity. They wanted to build unity. And we started chatting. And then we, like, our first event was all out, just a worship night with different bands. That's where we started. It was that first event we did. I think there was like five bands playing. So it was all out, just worship. And then after that first event, we didn't even have a name. It wasn't like Reunited or anything. We just called it a worship night, and that's what we did. And then after that first event, a couple of us that sort of kind of started the whole thing, that came together and had more or less the same vision regarding unity. Then we started chatting and say, okay, maybe we need to look at a name. We need a little bit more structure within the event. A little bit more planning, because like the first event, I think that worship night went on for 2.5 hours. That was a bit too long. So, yeah, so then we sat down and we started doing planning on, okay, so let's get a name, let's get a slogan, let's get some more structure, let's do some more planning. How are we going to do this? And at first, that first 2 years or so, we were like, let's do two events a year. But then after a while, we went like, okay, let's do one event a year, because then we can do more proper planning, better advertising. And then we also have time to get more churches involved. Then doing two events a year, and you don't really have enough time to actually do the proper planning and the proper prep work that you need to do for the event to be successful.
But it also means that you or someone then has to actually go to another church, one that's not involved, has to make the connection, pick up the phone, make the appointment, buy the coffee.
Yes.
A church to really be part of something, especially if they don't know you up until that time, and to get past all of the suspicions about your agendas. What did it take to actually get churches to buy in?
So I know a couple of pastors and stuff in Springs. Some of the other people that's also directly involved, also they're involved in different places or different churches. So some of them, they've spoken to the different leaders at different churches and only share the vision and shared what we're doing. And what helps is the fact that we've already done a couple of events.
You build credibility.
And then because of that, there's a lot of people that now know of the event. But then also, I'll go to, like, we've got, I know every now, once a year at Hopewell, we've got a pastor's appreciation day where a couple of pastors will come to Hopewell. And it's just, it's like a social event just to come and connect and socialize a little bit. And then that's also an opportunity where I can connect with different leaders from different churches and also just chat to them. About the vision and what we'd like to do. And would they like to be involved? I never try to force them. It's also a decision that they need to make. Is this something that they want to be a part of? And then if they want to be a part, we try and see how we can accommodate and how we can also make them a part and how we can get them involved. Either is it maybe with the preaching? Is it with the band? Is it with the organization? Is it with the prayer team? Whichever. And and then we just build a relationship from there.
Yeah, giving them a responsibility makes them take ownership of the event as well. If you to give them some honor as well, that does help to get past that. And then when they buy in, they can then market this event to their own people, their own way, in a way their own people would understand. I found that if it's one person and it's one person's vision and you don't make the connection with the rest, like in a fraternal or something like that, then you do it your way and it doesn't actually connect with their people as it would have if their own people did the marketing.
Yeah, no, and word of mouth is probably one of our best marketing thing. Most of the people that comes to the events, they heard it from someone. We do like Facebook and your Instagram and TikTok and all of those stuff. We also do that, but the word of mouth has the biggest impact on spreading the news.
Mm. There you have it. It takes a lot of work. This doesn't come easy. Unity doesn't come easily. A mail or, you know, flash marketing thing, it doesn't work. There's personal connections that we're talking here. So on the 25th of October, you got to know this, Reunited, 25 October, it's at Laerskool Jan van Riebeeck. Where's that? In Springs?
Yes, it's in Springs.
Does it cost anything to attend?
No, so all our worship nights are, the entrance is for free.
Yay. Freely you've received, freely they give. It still does cost them to put it on there, but that's where the unity comes in. Listen, one last word from you. Speak to the country. From the lessons you've learned through all of this, is there something you want to say to normal people out there listening?
I think whenever you get a vision, whenever God presses something on your heart, doesn't matter if people think it's possible or not, don't give up. Just go. Just follow. I mean, Jesus will make a way. He'll send the right people. Just keep moving. Don't stand still and wait for stuff to happen. Keep moving forward, and Jesus, the doors will open. The right ones will open if you keep moving.
People want to follow you, by the way. Your ministry, where do they go to?
Okay, so on Facebook, they can just search, basically all the social platforms, they can just search Reunited SA. And they'll find us on Facebook, Instagram. We've also got a TikTok page now that we're starting to get off the ground. So, just Reunited SA, they'll find us.